1220 Country KOFO, and joining us by phone today, we have a very special guest. We have the senior producer of Extreme Home Makeover, Diane Corman. Diane, thanks for chatting with us today.
Tiffany, so excited to be chatting with you because you know we're on our way.
I know, and I, like I said before we went on the air, all of my friends on Facebook, Twitter, all those Google Plus, they're all talking about Extreme Makeover coming to East Central Kansas. We are so excited to have you here.
Thank you. We're excited to be coming. And it's so cool to have, you know, Facebook and Twitter now. 6 years ago, you know, when we were trying to get the word out that we were coming to a location and there was no such thing, you can imagine the phones were ringing and people were begging for volunteers and help. And now we can just find a friend and that friend calls 10 friends and it's great.
It is awesome. Now, when did you guys decide to come back to Kansas? Is this like the third or fourth build here?
This is actually the fourth build in the Kansas City region. And then we've been to the state of Kansas, my goodness, probably four times.
Oh, wow.
All over, though. We were in Wichita. We were actually in Wichita twice. We were out in Chapman. We were just so happy to hear that we were coming back to Kansas, because I'll tell you something, whenever we come to Kansas, nicest people in the country. You guys have a great state.
Well, thank you. And I think us Eastern Kansans will prove that to you. I told you earlier, we have such a great sense of community here. So I think that we'll be able to help this family get a very nice house and help volunteer doing anything you need us to do, which is something that you're in need of, is still more volunteers.
That's right. You know, the hardest part with Extreme Makeover is that the families are really surprised. You know, that's not just Hollywood. The families are surprised. They don't know we're coming until the day that we knock on the door. And so we don't tell anybody, you know, exactly where we're going until this Sunday, July the 10th. And so we still need sign-ups. And anyone from East Central Kansas can go on to our website, which is joinextreme.com/Kansas. Just go to joinextreme.com and look for the Kansas icon, and you can help out. We need volunteers day and night, is the truth. But specifically, we're looking for people who can come to the site. They don't have to be skilled construction workers. We need folks to pass out water bottles. We need folks to help us with cleanup. We need folks to do sign-in. And then we're looking specifically also for furniture vendors to come in and help us furnish the house, and some skilled carpenters to help in the art world. You know, when you watch the show and you see the designers, you see Paul DeMeo and Paige working on projects, those volunteers get to actually spend time with them helping, and Paul and Paige will be in your backyard, so don't miss this opportunity. Don't just stand across the street and wave, but come in and help us. That's really what it's all about.
Now, what type of shifts will the volunteers be working? Are they 4-hour shifts? Are they 8-hour shifts? Can they just volunteer for as many as they want?
Yes, you can volunteer for as many shifts as you want. Typically, the shifts are 6 hours. And there are some in the morning, in the afternoon, and the wee evening as well, as you can imagine, is sometimes the hardest one to fill.
Sure.
And so important to just keep going around the clock. Otherwise, you will not get the house done in a week.
Right. And so we're talking, are we talking 5, 6, 7 days when we say week?
We are talking Sunday is when we knock on the door and surprise the family, and then the following Saturday is when the family comes home
okay.
to see their house for the first time.
Okay.
So we have about 6 days of construction, and it is amazing to be a part of it. I can say from being on the show for 8 years, it never ceases to amaze me how impressively the house comes together, because we're talking about 6 months of work in 6 days. And as a volunteer, you get to be a part of it and see all the action happening. And we also have something really fun coming up that we hope everybody will get involved in. And, you know, since we are in the home of barbecue, we're going to have a barbecue fundraiser that's going to be open to the public. And we're so excited to have everybody come down on August 4th. It'll be 6 to 9 p.m. Of course, the location will be announced at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another way that you can give back. Come and eat some barbecue. And it'll be the Extreme Makeover designers who are judging. So it'll be a ton of fun.
So where are these teams coming from that are competing in the barbecue contest? Are they all from Kansas?
You know, all around the area.
Okay,
I can't tell you everything.
Well, sure,
Extreme Makeover does have its secrets.
Well,
but it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay. Awesome.
It's going to be
like
part of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. So I think that they're still looking for folks to sign up and bring their pit crews for a community fundraiser. That's going to be probably one of the funnest things to come to town, maybe second to the Extreme Makeover crew.
Well, I know we're all looking forward to seeing the design crew. Can you tell us who the designers are on this project?
I can tell you four of them, and then one more we are still finalizing. You know, it's so funny. Most TV shows, they've got everything organized down to the last T long before they shoot. For us, because we travel around the country, it's lots of moving parts, and things are always changing. So I can confirm to you that you're going to have Ty Pennington, you're going to have Paul DeMeo, you're going to have Paige Hemmes, you're going to have Ed Sanders, and then there'll be one more designer that we're working on the schedule right now. So there'll be a surprise element to the mix.
Well, they're
It'll
all fantastic.
Tons of fun.
Yeah, they're all fantastic, so we know they'll do a good job.
You have a very hardworking team that every day, I mean, their job is all about helping people and making a difference, and it's really fun to work with them.
Awesome. How many spectators do you generally expect for one of these builds?
Around the clock, certainly as the construction gets underway, you know, you'll start to see people kind of trickling in the beginning, and then throughout the week, there can be hundreds of folks around the clock watching the build. And we do want the community to come out, show their support. You know, the hardest job is all of the workers working on
mm-hmm.
the house. I mean, it's so important, and it's great work. And to have a crowd cheering you on as you complete that work, it just helps keep it going. I mean, it's a really important part of the build is to show community support. So we welcome spectators to come and to definitely be a part of it. But especially when we move the bus, next Saturday, we definitely want to show our support of this great family and have East Central Kansas come out and cheer everybody on.
Will you guys be releasing next week during the week sometime what time you expect to move that bus and what time spectators should be there to help bring the family in?
You bet. Absolutely. Best thing to do is to go onto the Join Extreme website. And you'll see all the details.
Okay. Now, I have a question for you. You've been with this show since the beginning, right?
That's right.
After so many builds, do you still get emotional when the family
yes.
comes home?
It's not just about making a TV show. If it were about making a TV show, I would work on a much easier show.
Absolutely.
It's about helping people, and it's about seeing communities come together, and that is what the show is all about. Every time that bus moves, you're changing a family's life. You're giving them an opportunity, and you're talking to the nation about a very important issue. And I feel blessed to work on the show and to have truly the ability to make a difference with television. It's a great honor.
Well, the rest of us can make a difference, too, so we still need to get more people to sign up and volunteer. Say somebody doesn't sign up this week, and next Monday or Tuesday they hear their coworkers talking about how much fun they had. Will there still be that registration form online to sign up Thursday, Friday in there, too?
Yes, we are. We will fill every spot until we bring that family home.
Okay.
And then also on the job site, sometimes the spectators get called over to help too because, you know, you always have some volunteer shifts where maybe someone doesn't show up. And so, you know, you're always looking for help. So if you see that a slot is filled but you're hopeful, come down to the job site, come down as a spectator, and make it known to all of the security and location teams that you're there to help if they need you, and we'll bring you in if we can.
Another question. You always see all the volunteers wearing those matching shirts. Will those be for sale at the location?
The shirts are not for sale for those working on the house, but there will be shirts for sale later in the week.
Okay. Awesome. Well, anything that folks that are thinking about volunteering, what do they need to know?
Hydration, hydration, hydration.
Have we mentioned
that? Not only is it hot out there, yeah, but it's even hotter when you're outside working in the sun.
Sure.
We have tons of bottled water and food, you know, but take advantage of it. Come out, make sure you take care of yourself as you're helping, and certainly just bring that spirit down to the job site and know that every job helps so much to change a family's lives. Every single person is a part of it.
Awesome. Well, Diane, I am looking forward to talking with you guys over the next week and a half or so as we bring this project to East Central Kansas. Tell us the website one more time where folks can go find out more information, sign up to volunteer, and that, all of that.
You bet. All you have to do is go to joinextreme.com/Kansas. That's joinextreme.com. Look for the Kansas icon and sign up to make a difference. And thank you so much for even considering coming out. We're honored to be back in Kansas. We can't wait to meet you, and we'll see you soon down on the job site.